What's going on, everybody? This be your boy DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 65. And I got two special guests on the show today. I got my boys Harv and Spitz. What's going on with y'all?
Man? That's right, man. We're here, man. Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, what's good, Anonymous?
What's y'all been up to?
Shit, man. We did a couple of things yesterday. We shot a new
podcast
for the Ambition Hour podcast that we got coming up with, actually, the Lick Reed.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, we linked up with them because he's the homie.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on both the Ambition
and the Lick Reed podcast. The Lick Reed.
Yeah. They was on. You did one for them, with them.
Yeah. They was on my show. Okay, yeah, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to them, man. Shout out to the audience. Thanks.
We also got the Ambition Hour. We also got La Vita Bella coming out real soon. So
yeah, that's my project.
Talk a little bit about that.
La Vita Bella, that should be out on March 23rd.
Okay.
So right now we're trying to gain a little attention with the video we just dropped, Bonafide Fly, last week.
That shit hard. I was just watching it.
Yeah. Shout out to Maletto. He basically did the edits for that, and he shot it. So those was a couple of his ideas, along with Hobbs' ideas at the visual. We were shooting at the Lux Boutique. Shout out to Lux Boutique.
Shout out to Lux and Adam James too. Facts, kill that shit.
Yeah, facts. I'll say him.
So
like, we're trying to gain a lot of attention for La Vita Bella, and just to let people know, La Vita Bella is Life is Beautiful in Italian, and it comes from a movie from back in I think it was made in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And it's about the Germans invading Poland.
Yeah.
And basically this one main character was he was basically capturing all the Jewish people and stuff like that, putting them in concentration camps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he was with his son, and basically he was telling his son they're in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to basically put in his son's eyes that he didn't want his son to know what was really going on, so he made life seem beautiful to him the whole time until he died. And then basically it's just a play on basically your perspective of life could be beautiful, and you could play it to just seeing the reality of life, which is how dark and evil people are in the world. Basically that's the basic concept of the album.
How many tracks will be on there?
We have 6, and we have 2 bonus tracks. So the 2 bonus tracks, we've been promoting the 6 tracks on the social platforms that we have now. But the 2 bonus tracks, you gotta download and wait for it to come to see those tracks.
Yeah, hopefully we have that on pre-order and stuff like that, because we're gonna have a date. We gotta been prepping up. Last year we came out with Can't Help But Notice, but we want a little bit more notice and gear up, build up to it, because Spitz is a legend, so we had to gear it up properly, for this build up for this project.
That's what's up. Before I get to asking about y'all beginners, do y'all consider yourself a group?
Label.
A label. Well, I'm saying I'm talking about you and Hop.
Oh, me and Hop. Yeah, we're an act. For because, sure. You could book us together, but not as Hob and Spitz.
Yeah.
But we're artists. So it's you got the Yin Yang Twins. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
They're both of them are an act together, but they still can do their individual things. I don't know if that was a good example, but
the reason why I asked, because I still see
we are separate artists, but there is a Hob and Spitz package. We definitely package and have probably project that we're going to come out with, because we do that with all the people on the label. Probably a Spitz and Sosa, Layback and CAB. So is this everybody, and then Hob and Spitz?
This was up, man. So tell me about y'all beginners. What got y'all into want to do music in general? I don't know which one, who want to go first.
I mean, I always would write music. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I used to just write my little bullshit songs. That's third, fourth grade, just doing that, and then just always having a love for music. My parents have a big influence on it. My dad's a hell of a music lover, and so is my mom. So I just expanded off that, and then just really just fell in love with hip hop, and just been wanting to do that.
This was it.
Well, me, my dad loves old school records. My dad used to sing. Okay. He should sing. And so he like be singing us.
And you want to sing.
Well, yeah, facts. Because yeah. Like, nobody really knows this. Like, I've told Hob this, like, before, probably, like, one time. But mm-hmm. I used to sing when I was young, like, at a young age. You know, like, yeah. So, like, but, I mean, I guess that's what had me going to music. Mm-hmm. But when I used to, like, hear these artists and, you know, like, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Tupac, and just listening to these their music and mm-hmm. seeing their music videos, I would recite their rhymes so perfectly. Mm-hmm. And my uncle seen that in me, so he'd have me like mimic that. You know, yeah. We'd be at parties and stuff. He'd be like, draw. It's like, oh, do that Dr. Dre song, yeah. Oh, like and like I'd recite it for them, and they'd be like, wow, like you know, like. And so from there, like my uncle tried me one day, like not tried me, but he was like I did it again. He did the same thing, but then like the person was like, oh, he was like, oh, you don't got your own rhymes, and then my uncle was like, he was like, yeah, man, do one of your own rhymes.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what? Like I'm like fucking 7 years old. What are you talking about?
Like old.
Got rhymes? Like you know, like. It was something corny, I know. And then he was like, man, if you want to do this, you got to be serious about this or whatever. And I was just like, yo, what do you mean? Like, I was just reciting rhymes to you or whatever. But that right there stuck with me. And so from that age on, I would recite rhymes until I got to an older age. I would say like 10, and I would write rhymes with me and my friend. And, you know, pretty much we started from there. Like, you know, like just seeing Bow Wow. And like Lil Romeo, and was like, damn, like yo, man, I'm like fucking like a year or two older than them, man. Like, we might as well rap now, you know what I'm saying? Like, get it started now, you know what I'm saying? So, I would say around that age, but at a young age, a very young age, I was just reciting rhymes.
That's what's up. So, how did y'all meet?
BJ's store, Whole Foods.
Yeah, we just like we worked together, and then we just hung out a couple times. We just talk shit, basketball, just like regular shit, hip hop, news, entertainment, anything. And then it just came to a point that it was like, oh, I do music. Oh wait, I do music.
Yeah.
All right, play me some of your shit. And then we just went back and forth, like we're playing each other's shit. And yeah, like ever since that, like.
Well, just like how you say, like he played a record for me, and I was just like, yo, that shit's fire, and like I played some music for him, and you know, like I think it was like what, like a day or two later, he comes to my house and he has like all the recording equipment, and I'm like, yo, what's up with this guy? Like, what's going on here? Like, and he's like, yo, and he's like, yo, we're gonna make some music. And like I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, like think about how big it got to where we are now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I was just like, all right, cool, let's do it. You know, cause like I was just working and even though I would rhyme and stuff like that, I fell out from rhyming and like making music. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause like I was like detaching myself from that because of the situation beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, that's just me being honest, you feel me? So, when he did come, like I thank God for him because, like, bro, I was really at the point where I was like, no. You know, like, and then when he came with the equipment and stuff, and I was just like, wow, like, okay, I guess I am rapping again, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's like some old school shit you hear from, like, the 80s, like, you know, that, like, old snap. Like, I remember I was listening to how Wu-Tang met, like, it was pretty much... Mm-hmm. They was bringing each other, like, I think, who make the beats? RZA make the beats and stuff like that. And one person find out and this and that. Then long story short, like,
yeah, all them came
together. Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's hard.
So that's dope, man. So, like...
Yeah, dubs up, even with the Wu.
Yeah. Who was, like, y'all influences growing up?
Shit, for me, Nas, Lupe, Kanye, Cudi. Like Wiz and Currency, like those are like some of like my heroes. I feel like they're like rap heroes to me. So like, I fuck with them, and I feel like those are like, shit, Spitz, Layback Sosa, CAB.
That by influence is them. Yeah, now, but like, I would say like Jada, Cassidy, and like the number one had to be like it had to be Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, he basically told people to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know what I'm saying, like you can hear the bars, but that came from Cassidy and you know, like Jada. Mm-hmm. But like the realness and trying to like make people feel me where I'm coming from, like that's all like Kanye. So you know, I think, you know,
I think Kanye What are you about to say?
Oh, well, I was going to say probably the Kanye thing, the song struck me, what it is to make a song. Yeah.
Right.
No disrespect to them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel like Kanye, he influenced a lot of us, you know, like even me as a DJ. When I first started DJing and stuff, I looked at people like Kanye and Pharrell, you know, Dr. Dre, like
that was a big influence too, my bad.
Yeah, like how they studied the music, how they can hear like the sound, like I'd be like, okay, like, cause at one point I'd be like, what the fuck is a BPM? You know what I'm saying? At first. I was young though, so as I got older, started being around more DJs, they was like, yeah, BPM, you gotta make sure that it's all at the same level and stuff like that. So that's what's up, man.
They match up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to K. Killer K told us
about that. That's a legend.
Right,
Killer K a legend, man. I tell people all the time, I feel like I came out at the wrong time. Because there was so many like DJs. Like, it was him, it was DJ Meat, it was DJ Chronic. Like, it was so many DJs, you know, in the South Florida area. And I was just like, damn. Like, I came out at the wrong time. There's so many, like, competition and stuff, but
yo, DJ Killer K is
a legend.
He is a legend, boy. For real.
Him, DJ Obscene, DJ Adele, like Sam Sneak, all them Sam boys Sneak. That who moved the culture like a mixtape down here. Like, I still look up to them to this day. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause they, I think Obscene or Adele, one of them went to like pop. Like, they went to like the, you know, the techno side and stuff that. But it's like just seeing the growth is like, 5 to 10 years from now, I'm trying to be in that level, you know.
Facts.
Do some festivals and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Don't forget about us when you
don't forget.
Yeah, for real. Let's pull up on the festivals.
Like, remember us on the way up.
We want to be Festival X. Like,
but that's why I asked, because when I listen to y'all music, it's like, it's hip-hop, but it could be like with the Wiz Khalifas and the Cuddies and the Lupes, like, you know, those type of acts are hip hop, but they could go global.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like winning Grammys and stuff like that. And going to Billboards, top 100, top 40, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Is that like one of y'all like goals, you know, to like achieve?
To be global is one of the things that we do look at and look forward to and take into account, like just to everything and even the love and the attention that we get from there, from like the UK and shit like that has been. Really, like, oh, okay, like, even doubling down on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And just having a worldly appeal and, like, a just everyday human, you know, like, make human music in a way and just relatable, catchy shit, you know? Like,
vibe shit. Facts. I will want us to be that, like, global. Mm-hmm. I will want people to understand, like what we're... Like, when we sat there and had that discussion on branding, we spoke about this the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was just like, yo, it's not gonna be gang. We're not gonna be affiliated with gang or, you know, squad. Any type of thing that can like, just put a negative sting on it.
Yeah.
We trying to actually brand ourselves where we are global, like you say. So any and everybody would be like, yo, they making worth the weight music, not just hip hop music. You know, this is R&B music. This is pop music. You know, like music that is. Basically took in time to make and it's worth waiting for.
Yeah, and it's like it's a vibe. There is no language.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like just for anybody could listen to it and enjoy it. And it's to not discriminate no one and to the dreamers type shit, like, you know?
Yeah, because I even look at someone like a Flo Rida. A lot of people don't know he used to rap. That hood shit. Yeah. Then his manager was like, man, you gotta just change it up because everyone's in that lane. So when he changed into like the more pop, you know, type of sound, he blew up.
Shout out to him for that, though.
Yeah. Family. We were talking about that last night, too, with Ishii, with just about, like, how him and Pitbull just, like, putting a suit on or doing that whole new next level stuff is just, there's no knock to that. That's just more, like, it means more awareness. You know what I mean? Like, that's Pit, that's, it even is, though that's Pit.
We don't knock it. I respect it.
Yeah, that's Pitbull. He's still home team, you know? Yeah. Like, he's still home team on the TV screen, like, you know, like, type shit.
Me and my homeboys were talking about it, yesterday and the day before, and it's like the thing that I respect about them is that they not afraid of growth and changing their name, but also they don't forget where they came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should hear stories about Pitbull. He used to go from like hood to hood, like from Open Locker to like South Miami Heights to like the city. Like, he was like all over the place, but then like he grew and grew and grew, And it just came to a point, he was like, I feel like he already achieved what he had to do in hip hop. So he was like, man, let me go take advantage of what I have, like of my, you know, my heritage and stuff like
facts.
That.
Facts.
And he just ran with it. But he, you see him like building schools and stuff. You see Florida creating all these after school programs facts. For the kids.
With so the, you know, the football and stuff like that.
Foundations, like, the drives.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that right there is what, you know what I'm saying, we as people like need to, you know what I'm saying, gravitate for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to try to actually make the community that we are, that we came from, you know what I'm saying, like, better. Like, mm-hmm. that's the point. And, like, they don't care about getting that credibility because they're going to do it. They're going to do them regardless.
Mm-hmm.
These are the type of, like, you know, like people we're trying to be. We're not trying to be, like, the people that, like, want to show what we're doing. And, like, we're just going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and keep it going from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, man, that's big of them to do that. Mm. Like, to actually step out of their character, you know what I'm saying, not worry about the hood judging them on being gangster or not, and actually just being global, you know what I'm saying, and actually putting back in the community. Because that's a big thing we need to fucking, like, you know, put a shine a light on.
Mm. Yeah, for real, because I feel like it's a stigma where they be like, well, one day you was talking about the hood and stuff, and now you wearing suits and stuff. I'm like, bro, what's wrong with growth?
Yeah.
You don't want to be stuck in one, like, circle. Like, you want to be able to build something where you get to a point where, like, all right, man, one by one, like, bro, I got you. Like, you rap, I can help develop you. You want to be an A&R, I got you. I can get you with Atlantic or Universal and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about growing. It's about growing for yourself so you can help other people.
Right.
So they could grow. And it'd be like a domino effect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So earlier, you said you wrote music, and you used to sing and stuff like that. But, like,
I used to dance too, perform. I used a little showsman, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Just a showsman, yeah.
So explain to everybody, like, y'all love for music. Like, what's like one of the few things I love about music as a whole?
I think it's me, I think it's like to, like, get out certain feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all a mood thing to me. Like, yo, sometimes I want to, like feel so happy that I've listened to music at the loudest it can be.
Yeah.
And I scream the lyrics the loudest I can scream them, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, you know, like, you want to feel mellow and in a mood where you just chill, you know what I'm saying, and vibe, and you put on a certain kind of music, and it just puts you in a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could just be in my room in the dark just listening to music either on my headphones or like through the speaker, doing those same kind of, you know, like emotions that I'm saying right there, because, like, that's exactly how I look at the music. It's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to quote Adi, to quote my sister, like, she said, like, there's a song for everything. Mm-hmm. And like how you said, like, there's a song for that certain type of vibe, how you want to feel and all that stuff. And I also love it how music can tell you time.
Mm-hmm.
And like just how, like, music from a certain era, like 60s music, sometimes I listen to, like, that jazz,
right,
and I listen to that type of stuff, and then, like, how that just, like, makes me feel like I'm in that era or whatever like that. And, like, oh man, like, think about how it was during that time, and that just that older type music, and even to, like, music today or even in your life, like, when you hear a song from Graduation or from Kanye, you kind of, like, bang, it brings you back to that time that you heard it, or, like, whatever you were going through, or just that time, like, that particular time, like, you could be like, oh, that was freshman year, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
that was freshman year song type shit, like, or that was 09 summer, you know what I mean? That we were bumping that one album. So I always love how music is like that.
That's what's up, man. So, Spitz, you originally from here?
Yeah.
Born and raised
from Miami.
And you from San Jose, but you moved down.
Yeah.
What? So, one of the questions, well, conversations that, you know, everyone in Miami talk about is the down south sound of music, you know, on the south end of Miami. And what's y'all opinions on that? Because I hear a lot about, you know, everyone underrate y'all. No one don't look at y'all country.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the like, I guess the, what's the streets talking about when it comes about down south music, down south artists?
I think that there's been a change and there's been like a growth. Mm-hmm. I feel like at least right here in the city, like a lot of people are now like working with each other and reaching out, mm-hmm. and like starting to uplift with each other, mm-hmm. and like be on each other's bill and like even tell each other about like, yo, go hit up this open mic, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and like kind of helping each other see the growth within each other. So at least for me, like I feel like things are changing, and like I feel like nowadays you can't pinpoint like a certain sound, mm-hmm. and I know like certain people might hear, oh, y'all from Miami, so there's a certain type of sound that, you know, mm-hmm. you probably would think of, or just a certain type of look that you might even think of. So, and then us not being that, I feel like you can't expect that anymore nowadays. Like it's just
I think it changed.
It changed, and then just like a bunch of artists have like came out from Miami. You know, like you have you know, like Ski Mask, and then just like this different type of MCs.
Denzel Curry.
You know,
this
like,
guy XXXTacion.
Yeah, like, he's from,
you know, Broward. Well, the South Florida area. Like
even Melly's from further up. He was like Pompano.
Miramar or something.
Miramar, my bad.
Like
yeah.
they like I think even the artists that we're doing music with as well. It, like, it's just not the same, mm-hmm. you know, as the same old country, yeah. Miami sound, yeah. Or whatnot, you know, booty shaking music, yeah. or whatever, yeah. you know, like, it's not that no more. Like, the artists we deal with, they all make real music, mm-hmm. like, and, like, I think that's what's going on right now. They're trying mm-hmm. to change that. They don't want to be labeled as, like, we just don't make good music or mm-hmm. bars, or you know, like we don't, you know, like people from Florida don't have bars. Like I can run into a lot of people that mm-hmm. I can tell you right now that got bars just like I got bars, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Flyboy from Longwood,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like cool peoples, you feel me, like it's a lot of different artists, you know, that we run into ourselves, you know what I'm saying, that are just like different, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and you can't just label them with that same flow, all Miami flow or Miami sound, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. Like it's a change coming. Y'all got to be looking out for that storm from us. You feel me?
Yeah, it's when you go to different places, though, you know, at the end of the day, the way we speak is different from...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Even from other, like, from Atlanta and stuff like that, they can just tell you from Florida. They're like, it's Florida lingo.
Right. That's true. No, yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, man. So, like, let's talk about, like, y'all current projects I got going on right now.
Well, shit, we touched on La Vita Bella, mm-hmm. and we have House of Jones that should be dropping soon. That's a project with me, Spitz, and Layback Sosa, another artist on Worked Away Records. Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming out soon. And then me and Sosa have another like project as well that's going to be coming out. Mm-hmm. Like we did like a collab project, so Hav and Layback Sosa will come out with Purple Label. That'll come up like in the next months or so. And then I have a project that I'm working on. We just have been working on also with Data, mm-hmm. To build up her project, and also CAB, looking to see what they could come out for this year. So it's just like a lot of exciting stuff.
I got a tape with Mileto as well.
Oh yeah, you got the tape with Mileto.
Past, that's
gonna
Spitz.
Past Present Spitz. That's going to be like basically like it's being worked on already. Like, you know, yeah. he's already working on the next thing before. Before, because this one's already, it's,
well, this
one's done.
Yeah, it's done.
This
so
one's
like,
done.
Yeah.
We just mix in.
We got to keep
mixing,
we gotta keep
in,
ourselves
working on
fresh
in.
And, you know, doing new stuff.
Yeah. And then, like, every single Saturday, you know, we came up with a new song, new video, podcast. But the project also that we have is Bonafide Fly, that we want everybody to please go out and, like, listen to and just take a second and then and vibe out to that one, because I think that... That one even shows like those are three Miami artists, you know,
yeah.
who would, you know, even me that, you know, like I'm from California, but I am a Miami artist, you know, like I can't shake that, you know, like it is what it is.
Yeah, you've been here since you were 7.
Yeah, exactly.
You
like, yeah, in fact. So like so even being like a Miami artist, so like yeah, I just feel like it's just like so we have that out, and just many more stuff. Like I'm excited for what else is to come. What else are we going to create? Because, you know, Hav and Spitz got to come up with something new, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to be working on that. Shout out to One Way. We're going to work on with that group project, too. And just also working with collabs and just vibing out with different artists and just Steel.
Yo, shout out T Black.
We just did a video shoot. T Black. Yesterday. We just did the video that's gonna come out next. Well, I'm not sure when this will drop, but it will come out next. It'll be out. Yeah. It'll drop on a Saturday. Facts.
That's what's up, man. So like, cause I would listen to like some of your projects. Like with Hov, you had The Week in LA, which was dope. The Burgundy EP, which was dope.
Thank you, bro.
And Spitz, you had the. Y'all was the Can't Help But Notice. That was like more of a collab, wasn't it, right?
Well, the one that's on Apple probably would showcase probably the more songs with me, but that's really his. That's his baby. Then, yeah.
I want to talk to you about the Emmitt Smith. What was the motivation? Shit. Like damn, that's your favorite like football player? Damn. Or something
facts.
Like that?
I'm it's crazy when you say that, bro. Like, cause like everybody that actually hit me up about that asked me like, yo, why is it 22 Emmitt? And I'm like, yo, it's not just the bars. Like, yo, like the reason you hear me putting that in there, like about him owning the, you know what I'm saying, like the most yardage. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, so like, I mean, when I was young, like that was like my favorite running back. I even did a report on him when I was like in elementary school.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I still have the fucking book.
Yeah.
Like, at my crib right now. Facts. You know what I'm saying? And I got another one too. It's Kobe Bryant. Yo, shout out to Black Mamba.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
two respectable goats, right?
Yeah, facts. Two goats. Fucking, but yeah, like, just Emmitt. Like, he was like the man. And then even more so, him being so long in the NFL, how many years he did, like, I mean, I just respected him, and like, you know, like I figure I just actually put the image on there. Me and Hov worked on the image. Like, I was like, yo, it has to be something that, you know, kind of resembles something, you know, like a nod to Emmitt Smith. So, you know, like, so when they get to see it, they'll hopefully, you know, do the same thing. Actually, you know, ask the same question, like, yo, what's up with you and Emmitt in this song? You know what I'm saying? Like, just a good nod for him.
And let's get Emmitt Smith to hear that song.
Exactly. You push that for it. And Hov, like, even though you was mostly lived down here in Miami, Florida, I could still hear in the sound that you still, like, pay homage to, like, to the California sound.
Yeah, because like, I used to go back, like, every single, like, at least in the beginning, we used to go back every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really hard for us to, especially just, like, cope without living with our, like, we have a big family out there.
Yeah.
So we would go back every summer. So then I'll kind of like leave with like a couple of CDs for my cousins or whatever like that. So I just kind of kept in touch with that, and just really fell in love with really like West Coast music. You know, like I really do have appreciation for New York and shit like that. Like I fucking, like I said, Nas was the first person I said, like, but just I know that I am from San Jose and like in the Bay. And I love it so much, so I just want to put on for them.
What's like? Cause I hear so much stories about the Bay Area. Like, I hear the good parts, I hear the bad parts. You know, like from you being from the Bay Area, like what's the experience like being there? Like, cause you got people got the Silicon Valley, then you got people talking about like the hood and stuff like that. Like,
well, I'm from the east side of San Jose, and I'll just say, that it's just hustle. Like, that's what I always get from the Bay. If it even is in Silicon Valley, or it is on the east side, Oakland, or San Jose, or San Francisco, if any of those places, like, it's still hustle. You gotta get it. And even the mentality of, you know, like, of selling independent artists. Like, that's also what, like, put it into my mind. There's many labels out there that are doing it, that are getting it, that are making their six figures.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we don't know about them in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just like, man, like, this rap shit is really just, like, owning it and doing it. Mm-hmm. So that hustle mentality, you know what I mean, always is what I always get from the Bay. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just that go-get-it shit, the bunch of creatives, because there's a bunch of creatives out there, like, so I fuck with it.
Yeah, I always felt like when I look at the Bay Area, it's kind of remind me of South Florida in a way.
Yeah.
Like, it's hustlers. You got to get what you get. Like, you got to... Whether you do music, you're a business owner, stuff like that. Like,
you got your clothes, you got your pens, or whatever the fuck you're trying to sell out. Like,
So, I'm trying to remember. I don't know if Audi really broke it down with me with WT Dub, but like, how did that really start?
You want to go?
I think I said a little bit in the beginning. You can kind of touch up a little bit more.
Like a detail.
Well, like, yeah, how that really started was all right. So then, like, after a while, we started making these songs. I was just like, all right, Spitz, man, we got these songs, but what are we really doing? All right, so I want to have a tape with, you know, like, let's make a tape, Hob and Spitz. You know, like, let's have a tape that comes together. And really, like, showcases, like, kind of, like, introduces us. Because, you know, it was like, before our solo tapes come out, we'll come out with this.
Yeah.
First. So then we did that. And then also Layback Sosa. And there was other artists that were involved with it, too. Like, Layback Sosa, shout out to Scoop Gully and S. So we really had this grand scheme of, like, okay, we need to start this. This tape is a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. The tape was called Worth the Wait at first. It was like, Hob and Spitz, Worth the Wait.
Mm-hmm.
But then we really sat back and then just start talking about that, about, like, man, we want a label, you know, like, we want a label and a brand, and why isn't it, let's make a brand, you know, like, all right, let's just not do it. If we're going to do it, Hob, like, let's do it, but let's do it right, then let's also get everybody else right. And also, because me and Layback Sosa, we've been doing music for years already, to that point that when we got with Spitz, you know, so we kind of came like a package deal. And so we just talked about it, and we just, like, okay, I was like, okay, perfect. Let's come up with a brand name, and it took us a while, but it always would come back to Worth the Wait. And I'll admit it, I was just like,
yo, he was fighting it.
I was fighting it because I was really just like, yo, you know,
it,
like,
can't be that easy.
It can't be that easy.
Yeah,
it just can't be that easy. And gotta think about it more, like, really.
He's like, yo, WTW, yeah. Who's gonna say that?
Like, right. WTW,
like, who's gonna say that,
like, right? Like, WTW, like, and also, like, I look back at it now, like, it's almost like a challenge to my voice, you know, in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy that I at least could say that, like, I wasn't not that I said I wasn't sold, but I was just making sure that we were sold on it, you know, that we were sold on it, and it was gonna be something for real. And I saw how serious they were, and then I was just thinking about it, and also, like, when we talked about it, when we worked through it as a group, they kind of came back to me of the sense of you make it what it is, you know, like, Worth the Wait. Right. It doesn't matter if you heard it before or got it from somewhere or someone told you something. Mm-hmm. It just it matters about what you mean to it, and what you bring to it, and what you do with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, just because they told, you know, like, just because they make cheeseburgers, you know, you can't make a better one, right, type shit. So it was just like, all right. And then I started just like, then we got the logo done, and it was just like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Well,
the anime, yeah, the little anime,
yeah, we got the logo, and we went, but we also, We did go, but we got more on point now. Like I say, like, last year was really a big year for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we really turned up the notch, and really, instead of, like, set back and down, and, like, just we was just like, at first with the first project with the Hob and Spitz, WTWMXV, you know, that was like a growth project. It helped us through it. It made us realize some more stuff, and just more the sense of, like, numbers is numbers, but like, you still gotta touch people and gotta, like, get out and, just putting out your music and a link alone isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
You got to really be out there. So, you know, I just said, we could really go beyond this. And then we just fucking went with the whole, like, let's do it every single Saturday.
Yeah, that was a good-ass idea to drop, like, a brand-new video, a brand-new podcast, like, every Saturday. And then that's just something that, like, you know, people can know us for. You know, they, like, it got to the point where it was like, like, you know, like, so we can explain to y'all, like, that was something I wasn't sure about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, yo, bro, like, we shouldn't put videos out every week. You know, like, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, like, we should take more time and, you know, like, da-da-da-da and stuff, you know, like. And then more and more we'd go and do performances and stuff, people would come up to us and be like, yo, I seen the video.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I seen the video on Saturday. I thought the video wasn't gonna drop, and it dropped a little later. Da 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 and stuff. And like, I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, yo, this is, like, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, yo, what the hell? Like, but it's to me, like, you don't know what's working. You know what I'm saying? Unless you do it and be consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of like, you know, like, how when he was saying about, like, the whole the label name. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you don't, like, everybody just can't agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just don't, that makes us, like, you know, like,
but that's how multi-million and billionaire, like, companies start up. They don't agree.
I mean, it was good for, like, us three to agree, and then for him to be like, yo, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to really, you know, are we sure? Mm-hmm. All right, it works. So the same thing with, you know, like, shooting the videos every week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are y'all sure? You know, so I'm like, are y'all sure? You know what I'm saying? And, it comes in, like, it works. So it's like, it is good and healthy to have those kind of conversations. It's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah. I guess I also wanted to talk about, because now that you touched on that, kind of like starting a business with your friend.
Right.
You know, and like, and with your friends, is that we can't have those discussions and even like, nah, bruh, like as a brother, bruh, like, nah.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, either this isn't it or nah, are you sure? Or like, you know, like, kind of like kind of thing. And we love that. We love that. And like, even though like those hard conversations, those fierce conversations fucking really like push us through, makes us better, gets us more on the same page. You know, like, I always say this, I'm like, I need to be on the same page. If we're not on the same page, it's like something's off. You know, something's wrong with me. You know, like, we need to be on the same page as far as everything goes. You know, as far as, because, you know, we in business.
This was up. How many artists on there? Like 5, 6, 7 artists on there?
17. It's me. It's Hav. That's 2. Mm-hmm. Sosa. That's 3.
Layback Sosa.
There's a CAB. That's 4. And then we have Goss. That's 5. Mm-hmm. And 6 mixed.
Data.
That's what's up. So like, how the rest of them came into like the pistol?
That's dope. Yeah, you can.
So like, me, Sosa, and CAB, we always started off making, we kind of, like, I started making music, and they were like, oh, I got some bars. No, I'm kidding.
It's like, yo, I got bars.
Well, I read too.
I got bars.
Like, oh, all of a sudden you show up with a mic, motherfuckers is like, yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey, everybody rap.
Yeah, you can do this.
They grandma come out beatboxing.
No, but it was so dope because of kind of like how we started and kind of like, I was always like that with my friends. Like, we would do something, whether it was like something creative, something like if we were shooting a movie, performing, dancing, doing lipstick shit like that. Like, we would always kind of like do it together, and that was really cool. That was really cool. So in that with hip hop, so then like we always would been doing music, me, Layback Sosa, and CAB. So then and then I met with Spitz.
Mm-hmm.
We linked up, and then. Well, we were, and that's really when Worth the Wait is. You know what I mean? So it's like we came together to make Worth the Wait, and then after that, we picked Gaz, his homies with Layback Sosa, and we heard a couple of songs that they done
Layback
on.
What's the name? Layback Sosa. Hard.
Yeah. Fire. Layback Sofa. Hey.
Layback Sofa. Yo, shout out to Layback Sofa.
Layback Sofa. Like, it's like fucking
a lot
dope.
Of people talk about his voice. You
yeah.
Know what I'm saying? And
he's
delivery
so dope.
Is crazy.
I was telling him, man, you Andre and Big Boy together. Like, you know, exactly. Like you are Outkast. You know, like he's so dope. He's Southern Playalistic for real, for real.
But you know what though? That's why
Miami.
I wanted to say it earlier. Y'all remind me of like the Outkast and like the whole Desert family. Like how.
Damn.
You know, it's like the Wu-Tang of the South. It's like,
hey,
it's a group of y'all. Y'all a group, but technically y'all do your own. Y'all venture out and stuff like that. And when it comes to business, like, is that like a goal to like? Cause y'all have WTW, you know, it's an independent record label. Would y'all ever like, let's say, Spit say I got a deal with Atlantic Records? Would y'all be open to that? Like. To be like, oh, such and such got to deal with another major label, but we still under
the one family.
Yeah.
Right.
I think really like the goal is. One second, I just want to say, and then Data, we got with Data.
Oh, yeah,
we got with Data because I want to give her shine too, because she's hella dope. We just met her. I met her through her brother. We did a video for Kind Of. Go check that out.
Here.
Kind Of. That's
in
here, right here in this shop. You know,
this
local
A-plus,
business.
A-plus
smoke shop. So whenever you're in the South Miami Heights area and in a little jam or need a little something, just come over here. And then we just like, she's like, oh, I do music. Brought her out to perform. The song was dope. And then just from there, started building up a relationship. All right. So then what were we talking about? What was the question?
No, it was pretty much about... about basically joining with a label.
Oh, joining just, with a label.
Yo, which I do the same blueprint yeah. that Wu-Tang did, pretty much.
In a sense, like, man, I would be open to it because I would love to hear what they would have to say, especially, you know, like, coming from one of us or to any of us, you know, like, we would want to see what they say. But we almost want, like, a distribution deal, kind of right. like a thing yeah. like what Rockefeller has mm-hmm. With the whole Jay-Z thing, because we kind of want to, we all, like, our own bosses.
Yeah,
we you know, like, so, publishing. Like, so the all about us owning the publishing is what we're really about.
Yeah, because I always ask, like, artists... They come on the show, like, would you rather go independent? Would you rather sound yeah. a major? Would you do both? Like, just get a distribution deal and stay, like, independent at the same yeah. time? And, you know,
that kind of helps you.
Yeah.
I mean, it does help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about being smart with your, it's all about being smart with your deals. People got to understand, like, these times right now are good for us as artists, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because, like, we can foresee and control ourselves more, mm-hmm. Better than we did behind, you know, like, back in the days,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, so we just got to know, you know what I'm saying, like, the right deals and the best ones that's mm-hmm. beneficial
and
for us.
And we could view the data, and that's something that I kind of don't want to, mm-hmm. like, you know, give up or, like, see, because, you know, I want to know what main markets all of us work in and all that stuff, because that's something that they try to... You know, like, that's why I say we will have to, like, hear them out. But I stay independent. My goal is for all of my guys and all my girls, I guess, to get 100% or more. Whatever they're owed on their records to get that. For all creatives, you know, like, even if it is,
for
like,
years to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't do a 360 deal.
No, facts. Hell no. Fuck that. Fuck that. I already got a Spitz. Spitz gonna take 5% of everything already.
Yeah, cause like,
he's like, hey, I was there.
I synced it.
Hey, I told you.
I told you.
So since you know y'all do hip hop music and stuff like that, I want to know who's in your top five.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Personal top five.
We could do personally and lyrically, because I think I had a couple episodes where when they did a personal and they did
lyrical.
Like a lyrical, then they did like a what they brought to the
game.
Yeah,
the impact.
Yeah.
Oh wow. If I personally, I mean, I would start off with saying yeah, like shit, man. I guess it's like Lupe, Cudi, Kanye, Wiz, and Currency.
That's in your personal?
Yeah. That'll probably be like my personal.
Was that 2009 album good?
I didn't really... I heard a couple of songs, but we're listening to it. Listen to like the first three. I just got caught up on doing my own thing.
I think
the first
two of them... Like,
two of them sounded on point.
But the first one, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah, the first one they were
like, no disrespect.
That.
Y'all are legends, bro. But like, y'all threw us off with that. Yo, yeah, y'all threw a wrench at us with that first fucking record, bro.
I have a cousin, real quick, before we get, you know, more deep into the top five.
Yeah.
But I had a cousin, like, he's from here, but he, like, grew up on that lyrical, you know, like, New York type vibe and stuff like that. And, like, Wiz and Currency, they lyrical, but, like, I never thought... That was like his type of vibe, really. But he told me like the 2009 album was really great, and I'm like, shit, I'm gonna take his stance because he very like hard. He criticized a lot, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like he's like, I'm thinking like whenever I blow up and I'm sometime, you know, somehow get into like the media, like really get into like the media, like with the Grammys and all that. I'm like, I gotta put my cousin there because he could really critique.
You really could talk about that forever. Your last album wasn't it, Chief?
For real.
That's a fucking fact.
So
yo,
what?
Can I do lyrical real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
All right, look, I see you did first, and I'm gonna do lyrical. So lyrical, I would say Jadakiss.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would go Cassidy. And after Cass, I think like
you gotta put Jay in there.
Yeah, I would say even though like I listen to certain music from Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's certain albums that I rock with from Jay-Z. So Jay has to go in there. And I would think last. Oh man,
Andre up there.
Damn, yeah, for real.
Common, you got Common.
Yeah. Shit, man, I put Kendrick up there too, man.
Kendrick.
Yeah. And I feel hella disrespectful. We haven't. No one said Nas's name here, man.
Nah, yeah, that's a fact.
Rewind the footage, man.
Nas, I have to come back to that vibe though, because it's one that I'm not remembering right now. But
Wayne.
Wayne.
Because I know to you, yeah.
Facts, yeah. There you go.
Why Wayne? I know that Wayne is lyrical. Like, his vocabulary is ridiculous, but some people don't really like Wayne.
Well, I've been listening to Wayne since like his first album, so it's like, you know, like, he knew the reason why he knew who I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I listened to Wayne since you know his first album. Yeah. So like, even when he made like how I knew Wayne was good. He did a song with like Birdman. And I know he wrote it or whatever. And it's like, he told a story. Like, him and Birdman was like in a car. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Birdman is like, back, you know, like, shit. Yeah, it's like back and, it was, they did it back and forward. And I was just like, yo, this, I was like, yo, this kid is fucking ridiculous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then like after that, like, I was just like, yo, there's like, this guy is gonna be like the shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like people really take him for a joke, because Wayne took the game for a joke. He was basically the best rapper, and he was like, yo, like, I'm gonna show y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like they just put attention on me, you know what I'm saying, right now, and I got your attention. And no matter whatever I say, you're gonna like it. It's basically what he was trying to show people.
He was ahead of his time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Real quick, why the Carter is not like in people favorite, like, top 10, top 5 albums? Because to me, I feel like out of all the Carter series, to me, the first one is still like my favorite.
I fucks with that one. You mean the 5?
Huh?
What do you think about the 5?
Go Carter 5.
The 5 was, I liked it. I feel like,
didn't it showcase every thing that Wayne could do? Yeah, every element of Wayne.
Yeah, like 5 was like, I feel like what it is, Birdman didn't mess him up, but I feel like if it would have came out like the year before, it would have more of a positive, you know, thing, like, you know, reviews and stuff like that. But
they didn't throw like too much like marketing. Yeah. Excuse me. They didn't do too much marketing on it. Yeah. You know, like, because he had a good me personally, but I guess I'm biased, so it's like I don't really count. My opinion doesn't really count right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, yo, the fucking whole album is like the best album, you know, of last year.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, that'll be out of that and yay. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me being biased, so you did it doesn't really count.
You did lyrical. what's your top 5 lyrical? You already did personal.
Lyrical, Andre 3000, Nas, Ice Cube, MF Doom.
MF Doom. I think you like the second one that said that on the show.
Hey, I want to say Mos Def, but I actually like it when Mos Def gets on the singing shit.
Yeah, Mos Def.
But fourth would be, I mean, fifth. Well, man, you gotta, did I say Kendrick? Kendrick or Jay?
Yeah.
Kendrick and Jay.
Kendrick and Jay.
Damn, but also Wayne. Wayne had a lyrical too. Damn.
I think it's true. People Damn. Say like top 5 do change a lot, cause like
it changes.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking lyrical, cause I was thinking about MF Doom. That's why the pregnant pause there.
Yeah.
Cause I was thinking about MF Doom. I was like, man, is he really like one of my top, or just like I'm thinking lyrical, and I'm just like, oh man, MF Doom is really lyrical, and I like it when, as far as him, damn man. But then so many like, great people are coming.
Lyrical.
But yeah, even
you're top lyrical.
Yeah, that's true too. But then like thinking about that, it's like, hold on, we gotta give Ghost and Ray there.
Yeah.
Ghost and Ray have lyrical too. Ghost, like, yeah. Damn. Okay. So, lyrical. Okay, Andre. Kendrick, Jay-Z, Wayne. Oh, and Nas. That's easier.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable with that one. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that one more.
Yeah, did you do your personal?
My personal would be Kanye. Rich Homie Quan, Future, because these are like, just like, you know what I'm saying, like people that make music that I just, you know, like I just love the way they make music.
Rich Homie.
I said
Kanye, Rich Homie,
Future, Rich Homie. 50.
50, yeah.
50, fuck, it's one more, which is... Nah, that's just a cop out, because like he's easy for me to just say that too. Dang, it was somebody else. Oh, man, no, I thought I remembered who the hell it was. I remember it. Yo, I'll put it in the comments when I come back. I'll put it in the comments.
Yeah, for real. I feel like y'all top five to y'all, like y'all top five for like who, what artists brought the impact, like artists that brought like the impact.
Oh, the impact.
Yeah.
Well, that would be our top five. Well, that'd be Snoop.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nas, Jay, and Biggie. As far as impact, I feel like those. Yeah, everybody. It, don't matter where you're from, you know.
You taking some.
Yeah, you know those five names and just like where they took it to. Well, then those are rappers though too, because then you got to, damn. But then like Dre and Diddy though too. Like, yeah. Think about it like that.
Facts. Well, producer wise and just like entertainment wise. Well, producer wise, people bit. Yeah. You know, Dre. Entertainment wise, I'm just saying, like, this whole trolling thing and being in front of the camera kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's Diddy-ish.
Yeah, Diddy, yeah.
That's Diddy-ish.
Diddy, the period. Grandfather, you know? Of that, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, people, like, I mean, Diddy didn't, like, Diddy didn't really do any trolling or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he would, you know, like, you know, do his thing in the videos or whatever, and that's basically, like, he showed people how to showcase yourself in video. That was, you know, so we got to respect that from the OG right there.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And the last question is, where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now?
Yo, I would say, like, stocks, bonds, CDs, worth the weight, shares. I hope y'all buying them. Like, seriously.
Yeah. That's like, yeah.
I got into that now. Like, I got into that seriously, like, just recently. Like, it's addictive to see, like, these different stocks that be, like...
Yeah, be right, rising up.
Yeah, rising up. And then people put a little bit on game, you know, people that's, you know, want to invest. I learned that it's about, like, the earnings as well. Like, if you see, like, a stock that, per stock, that's, like, 16, 15... $1, $2 per share, that the earnings back. I'm like, people gotta look at that instead of looking at the overall price.
You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. No, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Damn.
That's a free game for y'all. Damn, for real. That's a fact, yeah, because a lot of people just get in love with seeing it go up or like seeing the turnaround or whatever like that. Yeah. It's right, rather than that. But exactly, just like running more, being a multimedia company, with Worth the Way Records and having a housing for a bunch of creatives, whether it's clothes, DJ, podcast,
I mean,
you name it, you know,
the just biggest thing right now, like
a warehouse full of that shit.
What like if you do want to know like an honest opinion, you want to have like the Worth the Wait radio station, to where we play our music, but we only play down south music, only down south artists.
That's you mean like the South, like Georgia, not that? Or you talking about like South Miami?
I mean only South Florida artists.
Oh, South Florida. Okay,
so that's like basically like getting a underground radio station, you know, like,
oh, so from like Key West to like Palm Beach pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And just having those artists being able to have a platform. You know, like of course our music is you know, like it gets played as well, but you know, like giving them that like I mean
having a syndicated radio station down
the
here.
The vibe. You know what I'm saying? The vibe, you know, it is. It's in this area. You know, you go a little bit up. It kind of dies out a little bit. But they play old school music.
Yeah.
Old school hip hop music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can do that same thing and have that platform for artists to showcase their music and just, like, yo, grow us and our unity more, bigger, you know what I'm saying, than it's been over the years.
Worth the Wait Radio.
Yeah, but you know what, dude?
Facts.
I'm going to break this down, and I noticed something. The last 5 to 10 years, radio was great at one point.
Yeah.
They played local music and stuff with no problem. They mix it in and stuff like that. Then underground was like the savior. Underground was like, all right, I want to listen to that exclusive like Trick Daddy or something like that, that exclusive T-Pain or whatever. But now, you know, main radio got so political, and then you drop down the underground trying to be like how the radio was 5 to 10 years ago. So they charging all these independent artists and stuff, like, I'm talking about so much money.
Yeah,
like,
they're killing.
It's ridiculous. But like, they treat like the out of towners like, oh, I got you on the low and stuff like that, you know. So I feel like what y'all want to do, one of the stuff y'all want to do, will not only will benefit the artist, but benefit y'all, because they'll look at y'all like damn, like y'all a feeder, y'all feeder like, a pipeline to like our, we help bringing like these artists from South Florida into like the mainstream. And y'all be known for like being legendary for that.
Nah, facts.
Cause so many artists, so many dope artists down here, man.
Yeah, that's kind of why we're trying to do that, bro. Like, yeah. it's like how you say, man. It's not really about us. It helps us, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. But it's more about like the unity and people seeing, like, bro, like, it's not that same booty shaking music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's artists out here that got lyrics. We are around these artists. We brush shoulders with these artists. Yeah. Like, we know that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like we want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, open that door,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like, be able to bring everybody with us.
Yeah, that platform.
But us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, us in our area. You know what I'm saying? Like, we take control of, like, the radio station and the radio play down here. Mm-hmm. Because...
And even
like,
who we have on there.
Facts.
Yeah. Global guys.
Once you get, like... All right, once you get enough attention to have people, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, from out of state and stuff like that, gravitating to us, mm-hmm. right? We're a known brand.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going out of town and stuff like that, why don't we keep that there and have them, you know what I'm saying, get those screams and listens and stuff like that, you feel me, and listening to the artists down here in this area. You know what I'm saying? Like, artists don't really, you know, like, think like that. They think like, yo, I blow up, I'm big, and okay, I'm brushing shoulders with these people that's over there in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because South Florida could be like, it's like the New York of the South, in my opinion. Like, it's so much opportunities and stuff like that. Like, people look at Atlanta, like, Atlanta's cool. And I went to LA, and people was asking me about how Miami is and stuff like that. LA is a big ass city. And I'm like, you know, where I'm from is great. It's a great city, but we still developing, you know, in our areas. And when we were talking about like having festivals and stuff like that, I've been networking with people from Naples.
All right.
What I love about Naples is that they doing what y'all doing, and like they trying to create like different avenues for the artists and stuff like that. And I'm like, we don't have that.
Like, facts.
Rolling Loud is not our festival.
Yeah.
Ultra, it was, but it's not for
right.
the no. culture. It's not for hip hop. It's for hip-hop. You know, the techno and stuff like that. We don't really have our own festival down here. Like, Jazz in the Garden is more for like older people. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's all right. We need to do one, man.
Nah, facts.
And we need to link up and do one.
Man, that can help. That can help us out.
Yeah,
that can help like all of the artists in South Florida, because they bring that attention, and they'll be like, "Yo, this is like gaining, you know, traction." A little mini Rolling Loud, you know, like, and so more out of towners and stuff like that start coming. Cause it's like, yo, we don't do Rolling Loud. No disrespect to Rolling Loud, but it's like, yo, we do our own thing, because we, as, you know what I'm saying, South Floridians need to, you know, unify with each other more.
And the thing I love about being from South Florida, you're gonna have that person that's that, like, he's from the city. You're gonna have that person that's like country. You're gonna have that Latin person, we had a Jamaican, a Bahamian person.
Speaking of the global, like, Miami's global, like,
yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's the melting pot. That's the nickname too. It's the melting pot. So like,
you know,
they can see that. You know, put that on display.
You know, so before we, you know, end the podcast, y'all got any shout outs? I know y'all got a lot of shout outs.
Yo, I want to shout out my little cousin. No, no
kidding. Hey, yo, shout out Ray Ray.
Shout out Ron, though, for real, for hooking us up and letting us be.
Yeah, shout out Ron for letting us do this podcast here.
Thank you again.
A-plus
Smoke Shop. Go out here again when you're in the South Miami Heights on 186 and need something, come stop by here. Want to shout out Audi, the Liquid Podcast, Mileto.
Facts, Mileto.
Let me say something real quick. I love y'all, the Lick Reed, Audi. I'm waiting for my invitation, because I have a lot to say.
That's a fact.
That's family, though, man. Y'all family, dude.
That's a fact.
Facts, man. Thank you again also for this opportunity. For real. And documenting this conversation. Shout out to my homies, One Way.
Yo, shout out to One Way.
Also, Layback Sosa. That purple label's coming out soon. La Vita Bella is coming out soon too.
Yeah, facts. My biggest shout out is La Vita Bella.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so make sure y'all are ready and, you know what I'm saying, ready to scream. Scream the hell out of that shit.
March 23rd.
Streaming on all platforms.
On all platforms. La Vita Bella, man. Shout out Dookie.
Shout out Dookie. He's basically the engineer. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, thank God for Dookie. I promise you, if you know anything about me and about these mixes and how it's like
very critical.
I thank that guy right there, man. He got a hell of a mix, man, for real.
CAB, Data, Gaz.
Yo, shout out to Layback Sosa.
Layback Sosa. Yeah, man.
Facts.
And shit, man. Shout out to you, Spiz.
Yo, shout out to Hav. Scoop Gully.
Scoop. Fact,
shout out to
Arab. The whole gang.
Man, but thank y'all for coming on the show, man. Like, you gotta have more conversations like this.
Hell yeah, man.
It's been long overdue. Because when I had the interview with Artie, it was last year, right?
Yeah. Man, damn.
Yeah, it was.
So I was like, man, I gotta get y'all boys on here. Like, as soon as possible.
Like November,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
damn,
November.
Was it like November? Wow, man. Yeah, time, man. That's crazy.
But this is me, your boy DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 65 with Hav and Spitz.
That's up.
Cheat.